In this corner, in top fighting form, coming to you every Monday through Friday at this time in thrilling, action-packed stories, America's number one hero, world's champion of boxing and of fair play, from Ham Fisher's famous comic strip, Joe Palooka.
Discouraged by the booing and accusations which followed the first defense of his heavyweight title since the war, Joe Palooka has changed his name to Phil Boyle, clipped his hair, grown a mustache, and decided to work as a gas station attendant near the small town of Midville, where he ended up after being knocked out and thrown into an empty freight car by Alan Druck, two of Blackie's boys. Though Joe's friends do not know what's happened to Joe, they're working desperately to clear his name before the Boxing Commission finishes their investigation of Joe's connection with Blackie Ballinger's gambling ring. Yesterday, racketeer Blackie Ballinger called on Joe's manager, Nobby Walsh. In just a minute, we'll learn the results of this visit. But first... And now, Episode 12, Myrtle Turns Detective. It's the morning after Blackie Ballinger's visit with Nobby Walsh. Jerry Leamy sits alone in Nobby's office. Jerry's thinking very hard. He's obviously worried and perturbed.
Let's see, a three-letter word meaning a common domesticated carnivorous quadruped.
Nobby, I think I've got another clue.
Hello, Myrtle.
Oh, it's you.
Since when are you so disappointed in seeing me? What's the matter with me, I'd like to know?
Nothing, Jerry. Only I gotta see Nobby. This is important.
So I'm not important anymore. So I'm just a plaything to be cast aside.
Be quiet. You've been seeing too many movies. I gotta see Nobby about Joe.
Gotta see Nobby. Look, Myrtle, I'm Joe's best friend. I'm his buddy. Don't you think I'm concerned about his being missing? Here I am, torn with emotion. Myrtle, you don't understand me. I'm a man with deep feelings in his soul.
Yeah? And why are you sitting here working crossword puzzles?
Guy needs some diversion. This can drive you wacky. But don't misunderstand. This thing has me all upset, Myrtle. What's a three-letter word meaning a common domesticated carnivorous quadruped?
Where's Nobby?
He went down to see someone at the Boxing Commission. They're investigating Joe and all that stuff, you know.
I know. I can read the papers. And they're certainly making enough out of it.
Yeah, it's very upsetting, Myrtle. Very upsetting.
Yeah. First, I want to find out what that crook Blackie Ballinger came up here for yesterday.
Say, how do you know about that?
Listen to what Frank Hopper writes in his column this morning. And I just listen.
Yeah?
If our good friend Nobby Walsh is correct in asserting that he does not even know the questionable Blackie Ballinger, that Joe Palooka is not even remotely acquainted with Blackie Ballinger, then how is it that the same Mr. Ballinger came up to Mr. Walsh's office yesterday to see his old friend Nobby?
Why, that...
How about that, huh? If Nobby Walsh and company weren't such fine and trustworthy friends of ours, we might suspect a payoff.
Payoff? Trustworthy friends? Why, that... I'm going to go down there and tin horn scribble limb from limb. Why, I'll raise a lump on his head so big a haircut will cost him double.
Sit down and tell me what Blackie Ballinger was really doing up here yesterday.
All I know is what Nobby told me.
Well, what did Nobby tell you?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I mean, Blackie wasn't doing nothing here. Nobby really don't know him. After Frank Hopper left and Nobby went out to see what Blackie wanted, Blackie just got up, nodded to Nobby, put on his hand, smiled and said, "Good day, Mr. Walsh," and left.
You mean Blackie Ballinger didn't talk to Nobby about nothing?
Nothing. That's exactly what I mean. And believe me, sister, I don't get it.
I think Blackie Ballinger came up to this office yesterday just so Frank Hopper would see him here.
What would he want to do that for?
So Frank Hopper would connect that crook Blackie with Nobby and Joe and you.
Me?
Yeah, even you.
Gee, you think maybe they think I'm a crook? Gosh, this is terrible, Myrtle. This is terrible.
Relax. Nobody's going to do nothing to you. Sit down and find that three-letter word for that common domesticated quadruped, stupid.
Yeah, that's a toughie, ain't it? A three-letter carnivorous quadruped.
Goodbye, brain trust.
Yeah, goodbye. Hey, where you going?
I'm going to do a little detecting on my own.
What do you mean?
Last night, I was visiting some old friends on 10th Avenue. So I stopped into that little beanery.
You mean where this Pete Hansen was supposed to have seen Joe right after the fight?
Yeah, that's the one. Well, I talked to that waiter, Tony. and he asked Pete Hansen is coming back today. That's what he said.
So what?
Well, I think I'll go down and talk to Pete.
That won't do any good. We talked to Pete. He didn't see Joe. He don't know nothing. I think your pop gave us a no-good bum tip.
Well, I'm going to find out for myself.
You're wasting your time, Myrtle.
So, just so you don't waste yours, bird brain. Three-letter word. Try cat.
That wouldn't be so simple, kid. Let's see. K. No. C. A. T. Yeah, that's it. Gee, Myrtle, that's it. How do you like that? She ran out on me. She's wasting her time. Let me see. A six-letter word referring to a little domesticated carnivorous quadruped. Well, that's the same thing.
We leave Jerry at the important task of working a crossword puzzle and follow Myrtle on her detective. As we look in at the 10th Avenue Beanery where she's heading, we find waiter Pete Hansen already being questioned by someone interested in Joe Palooka. Pete Hansen's questioner is none other than Al, one of Blackie's boys who did away with Joe the night of the fight.
How is it being back on the job, Pete?
Fine.
Oh, come here.
Yeah?
The boss just wanted me to drop in and remind you that you ain't got no recollection of the customers who was in here a couple of nights ago at midnight.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, we thought maybe being back here might give you ideas that you had seen Joe Palooka in here then.
Okay, I know. Can't you guys leave me alone?
Oh, sure, Pete, we'll leave you alone. But now that your wife and kids are back home, it ain't just you.
What do you mean?
If you talk, Pete Hansen, something might even happen to that family of yours.
Why you wouldn't dare?
What do you think?
Why, you dirty...
You mustn't call names. Oh, but don't worry. You just do as you was told. Yeah, you just keep that mouth shut and nothing will happen to nobody.
Can't you guys lay off of me? I told you...
Shh! Customer, go ahead. Wait on your tray.
Well, I... Look,
wait
I...
Wait on the young lady, Petey.
What'll it be, ma'am?
I gather you, Mr. Pete Hansen, huh?
Huh? What do you mean?
Pete Hansen. Isn't that your name?
Well, yeah, that's my name. Why?
Well, my name's Myrtle Hassenslaffer, Pete.
Well, that's fine. What do you want?
I want to talk to you.
I'm busy. I'm working. Can't you see I'm working?
Well, gosh, that's no way to treat a good friend of a friend of yours.
Friend of mine? Who?
He said you'd be glad to talk to me.
Who?
Joe Palooka. Gee, you spilled your coffee, mister.
Yeah. You better go. I can't talk to you. I don't know any Joe Palooka. I don't know this guy.
What are you getting so nervous about, Pete?
Yeah, don't call me Pete. I don't know you. Go away.
But Joe wanted me to ask you a few things.
I don't know, Joe. Now go away, please.
Well, if you won't talk to me, at least you can bring me a cup of coffee.
Coffee's no good. It's not fresh. It's stale.
Pete, bring the lady a cup of coffee.
Okay. Okay, I'll bring you a cup of coffee. But don't say I didn't warn you.
Well, thanks, Mr. Gush.
Oh, don't thank me, ma'am. Always willing to help out a lady in distress, especially such a charming young lady.
Well, thanks.
I don't mean to butt in, but didn't you mention Joe Palooka before?
Oh, yeah, I'm a very good friend of Joe's. Do you know Joe?
not to speak of... Well, we've had a passing acquaintance, but I don't think Joe remembers me.
Oh, that's too bad.
What do you mean, too bad?
I mean, Joe'd like to know you. I'm sure Joe likes people.
Oh, yeah. Just how well do you know Joe?
Oh, I know all about Joe.
Here's your coffee.
I don't think the young lady wants a coffee after all.
I don't think you'll have time.
There's somebody out there in the car who wants you, I think.
Somebody in the car? Where?
Yeah, right out there. Come on, I'll show you. Come on.
I don't see anybody in the car.
Right out here. I'll show you.
My coffee? I'd like to have my... Hey,
come on,
he's
now.
Pushing me. Yeah. What are you pulling me? Hey, you're breaking my...
Okay, cup. Kid.
Oh, what are you doing with... Hey,
get in and shut up.
Don't...
As long as you just mind me, this gun might not go off. That's better. Now you just sit still and relax.
What's the big idea, huh?
The big idea is I'm going to find out how much you know about Joe Palooka. Then maybe we'll go out for a nice long ride. Yeah, a nice long ride.
Myrtle's detective work seems to have backfired on her. If Myrtle goes out on a nice long ride with Al, will she come back alive? In just a minute, we'll tell you about the next exciting episode. But first, don't miss the next story, Myrtle Goes for a Ride, when Miss Hosenslofer faces the results of her detecting, and Jerry becomes aware of additional complications. The next exciting episode in the thrilling story of...
The winner and still world champion, Joe Palooka!